Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
And he's right this week. Thank you, Brian. I am Dave Graveline. If you're just tuning in, the vocal cord surgery went well from what I can gather so far. I just am not allowed to project like I normally would quite yet. Probably for another week or two. Have to be very delicate, have to sound more sensuous. So I'm closer to the mic and the mic level is increased so that I can speak without being so loud. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on this Dad's Day weekend. It's the weekend of Friday, June 18th, 2021. It's our 26th year on the air. Delighted to have you with us. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
There you go. What? Don't mimic me. You can speak normal. It's just like, my gosh, the whole time I was silent for 8 days plus, everybody around me was like trying to sign language back to me or mouth thing. And one of the things I had on my smartphone was, just because I can't talk doesn't mean you can't. I can still listen well, so talk to me, darn it. I think I used a different word, but
well, I remember when I picked you up from the hospital, you kept, you know, using the hand motion, you know, like, you know, talk. It's like, and I just, it's like, well, you know, you don't have to talk every waking second. You could just enjoy the silence and enjoy the car ride.
Well, you all enjoyed my silence for
yes, we did. I mean, it's good to have your voice back. I just turned on our 24/7 stream in the control room all day while I was working, and then at least I still got to hear you.
You did not. Don't lie to our audience. That's rude. Speaking of our audience, tell them why they want to participate these days.
Because of the big Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway?
Question mark or exclamation point?
Exclamation point.
Good.
We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Yep. And all anyone has to do is be heard on the show.
And stay tuned next segment because we're going to tell you about some of that really cool stuff that you're going to want.
And tell them about the no promises, no guarantees, but...
No promises, no guarantees, but if you call in or when you call in, tell us a couple of the items that you might like. And then if we have any left, we'll do our best to get some to you.
Yeah, and we probably will have some left, but don't wait too
because
long.
I'm not allowed to take them home.
Yeah, no,
there's several.
There's
this really cool Roborock vacuum cleaner in there that I would love to have in my living room, but I'm
sorry,
not allowed.
Nope. Unless you quit and then call in, but you have to have like a 90-day probation period to be a listener.
I guess I'll have to just buy my own or just continue to vacuum my house by myself.
Yeah, not letting a robot do it. Just pretend you're the robot.
Yeah, well, that's why I had kids.
Yeah, there you go. It is some tech news and commentary time, and then we'll get more to your calls. Gigi standing by from St. Simon's Island, by the way. Google searches will now show results for products listed on WooCommerce, GoDaddy, and Square platforms. The latest moves in the search giant's ongoing effort to gain a bigger share of online shopping. New features will also let brands personalize listings with images and videos that will show up in search results. Of course, Google's attempt to take on Amazon at this point. So good luck to them for that.
Well, speaking of Amazon, they did the math and they would actually prefer getting sued.
Yes. I thought that was very funny. You know, Amazon is now going to allow people to sue them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The company recently changed its terms of service to allow its customers to bring lawsuits against the company instead of having to go through an arbitration process. Now, if it was just that simple as saying, you know, you're not allowed to sue me, you know how many people I could have said that to in my lifetime?
Yeah, that would be nice. But apparently, you know, the whole idea is in the user agreement that nobody reads. It said in there, if you have a problem with us, you have to use arbitration. You're not allowed to sue us.
Yeah.
And because you use the platform, you accepted the agreement.
Yeah.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the company made the change after over 75,000 Echo users were organized to file individual arbitration cases, which would have left Amazon on the hook for millions of dollars in fees.
Too bad.
Yeah. Unlike lawsuits, arbitration cases are handled by a third party instead of a judge or jury. According to the American Arbitration Association's rules, which Amazon is bound by in its old terms of service, the company involved is responsible for hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars in fees when a consumer brings a case against it. And those numbers add up quickly if a law firm is able to coordinate large numbers of consumers to bring complaints at once.
So you imagine if it's thousands of dollars times 75,000 people so far, and more counting every day, that is a lot of money even for Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, unbelievable. There's been a big surge in smart device ownership as Deloitte found an average of 25 smart devices in the average home these days. I think people listening are now going, what? Now, do I have 25 smart devices? Think about it. You probably do. Now, that's compared to 11 devices in 2019 and at least one device in two-thirds of households. The U.S.-centered study also revealed that speedier broadband has been on the rise in homes with such technology since COVID-19 lockdowns began. So at least that's one good thing most, not all, most internet service providers did during the pandemic was increase some speeds. And that's helpful. The one good thing you can say about Comcast these days is they charged you less and doubled your speed. I don't know how that happened. I think it's a mistake, so don't tell anyone.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. In fact, it's funny because I got my Comcast bill in the other day, and every time I get that email comes in, I'm like, my finger's almost shaking when I open it because it's like I'm waiting for that number to go up again.
Yeah, for that other shoe to drop, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Hubble Space Telescope has been hit with computer trouble with all astronomical viewing halted.
Uh-oh, did the Russians hack it?
Maybe. The orbiting observatory has been idle since Sunday when a 1980s-era computer that controls the science instruments shut down, possibly because of a bad memory board. Flight controllers at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland tried to restart the computer on Monday, but the same thing happened.
Uh-oh.
They're now trying to switch to a backup memory unit. If that works, the telescope will be tested for a day before the science instruments are turned back on and observations can resume. For now, the cameras and other instruments are in a so-called safe mode.
You like your Macintosh better than me, don't you, Dave?
I don't have a Macintosh. But see, maybe I can hear people saying this. If it was a Mac, it wouldn't have been a problem. Likely not the case.
Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, but apparently the computer's not hearing the ground-based people.
No.
Wow.
And supposedly they're launching a replacement for Hubble in November, but apparently we've got to actually get there first.
And come on, Hubble has done incredible things, so no wonder they obviously want to make contact.
And I'm pretty sure it's already, you know, outlived its expected life, so you know it's kind of on borrowed time anyway.
Yeah, very true.
Microsoft quietly edited a document on its website last weekend to reveal that it's planning to end support for Windows 10 Home and Pro on October 14th, 2025.
Uh-oh, mark your calendar.
Yeah, you only got four and a half years. The revelation comes just before Microsoft's What's Next Windows event, scheduled for June 24th, and amidst hints from CEO Satya Nadella that a major new version of Windows is in the wings. Windows 10 was originally released in 2015, so 2025 would be in the typical 10-year time frame that Microsoft allots to supporting an operating system.
So you think they would jump from Windows 10 to Windows 25 or something?
Well, no, but a lot of people are speculating that on June 24th, they'll announce Windows 11. They haven't yet, but there have been some leaks and rumors coming out, so we'll have to stay tuned. We'll obviously bring you all that news once their event happens.
Of course. We'll stay on it, of course, for you. Among 1,000 U.S. consumers surveyed in April, 67% said they plan to continue to spend more time consuming entertainment than they did before the COVID-19 pandemic. That, according to a report released just last week by United Talent Agency, one in three respondents said that they plan to subscribe to or use more platforms. One in four plan to consume more genres. And one in three said they plan to consume more international content and/or stories by diverse voices. And that's interesting because you stream way too much anyway. I mean, you're always watching something and you binge watch things and watch entire seasons of stuff.
Cut the cord. But when you cut the cord, all you can do is stream.
I don't have time for that nonsense.
In fact, we were at dinner recently with Fausto on our team for his birthday, and he was telling me about this new show that was on Amazon with some guy that does a farm. He was, on the Grand Tour, and he has this new farming show. I wonder if it's any good. I was like, yeah, I watched the entire season last weekend. It came out on Friday. By Sunday morning, I had finished all 10 episodes.
That's sad. Christopher, that is sad.
Well, when I don't have my son for the weekends, what else am I going to do?
Work in your garden.
I did. But that was
power walks.
I got to do the gardening stuff. We live in South Florida. It's summer. I've got to do the gardening before like 8 a.m.
Well, that's silly.
By the time it gets to be 8:15, 8:30, it's way too hot out there.
God.
The online shopping boom that has turned Amazon into the world's largest e-commerce company has a dark side. The highest industry injury rate for workers who pack and ship the millions of products sent around the globe.
Oh.
This is according to a coalition of labor groups. The groups base their analysis on injury statistics reported by Amazon to federal regulators and by surveying the company's warehouse workers. According to their findings, Amazon workers are twice as likely to be injured on the job as e-commerce workers for Walmart, Amazon's closest retail competitor. The injury rate for Amazon's delivery drivers, who are classified as contractors rather than full company employees, also have an injury rate that is 50% higher than drivers for UPS.
Whoa. Walmart's are higher.
Amazon's.
No, Amazon's are higher than UPS.
So Amazon's, both their warehouse and their delivery drivers get injured on a much higher rate.
And I'll bet you that the reasons very clearly are because they put way too much pressure on them. You can't take bathroom breaks. You have to run with a box instead of
getting it. You've got to get a certain number of deliveries prepped and delivered every day.
Unbelievable. Maybe that's why Jeff Bezos is going to space and staying there.
Yeah, well, that's also why the petition that we talked about in the first hour was being to not let him back into the world.
The world. Of course, we've told you previously about how Microsoft is launching a mini refrigerator that looks like an Xbox Series X console. Well, the company finally this week confirmed the launch in time for the holiday season. So you can make it a nice Christmas gift for the gamer in your life. They released a video and a tweet stating, "Xbox and chill."
Okay.
Copy much? The mini fridge has an Xbox logo that lights up like the console with neon green lighting on the inside when you open it. The video shows it can hold several aluminum soda cans on its three shelves. Microsoft did not say yet how much the Xbox fridge will cost. But if it's that important to you, price doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it anyway. So in time for Christmas, maybe you'll get an Xbox fridge and I don't need one, thank you.
No.
Gigi in St. Simons Island, Georgia, listens on WBQO when you need to know. And she's calling We Love You For It using the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Gigi.
With the influx of hackers stealing and ransoming information, I was wondering, what is your opinion about having paper backups? Mm-hmm. And how many digital backups would you recommend? I appreciate your show. Love listening to it. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you a bunch, Gigi. It's our pleasure. And thank you even more for participating. Paper backups are common. They're even borderline required if you use multi-factor authentication. Multi-factor authentication uses your phone or another physical device to confirm your identity before you can log into a site or a program. Now, if you happen to lose your device, you'd typically use a temporary code from a paper backup to allow yourself to log in and address the situation.
Yeah. Now, if your concern is storing passwords on your computer, you're better off using software like 1Password or LastPass to encrypt your passwords in a way that a hacker could not decrypt. The reality is that most people's passwords are not stolen from them. They're either freely given by the user when they're tricked by a phishing email, or they're stolen from the company they're being logged into if they have a terrible security practice and don't encrypt their authentication data correctly. You can be careful and avoid the first, but the second one is really out of your control. So your best bet is to use randomly generated passwords stored in an encrypted password manager so you don't end up reusing any passwords just because you need to type them in from memory.
Yeah. Pretty interesting, though. Yeah.
And to answer your question about how many digital backups, if you're talking about like the backups of your data on your computer, we've always said to have at least two backups. I do this here and at my house. You know, I back up my work computer here, and I make a second backup that I bring home. Same thing with my home computer. I back it up there, and I bring one here to the office, so that you always have your backups in two locations.
Yeah, we've suggested for years, I mean, almost the whole 26 years we've been on the air, to, you know, have a backup of your important stuff, your pictures, your videos, your documents, your house documents, things like that, and put it at grandma's cabinet in the kitchen, you know, at her house. Somewhere off-premise in case of, God forbid, of catastrophe, you've got at least your latest backup. And that's a good thing to do. That's why the cloud backups are so important and so very, very popular the last few years. But Gigi, you asked great questions and hopefully helps folks remember, as we say always, back up, back up, back up. You can never back up too much. In fact, back up all the way into tomorrow.com.